morning, everyone. I'll just move this down here a little bit. I'm short. So, as he said, my name's Carrie Biddle, and I am the local director for Child Evangelism Fellowship. Now, besides the Kensinger family, does everybody know about Child Evangelism Fellowship? Do you know? Okay. So, Child Evangelism Fellowship is, of course, a children's ministry, and we've been around for 88 years, actually, and we're a national ministry. And it's really great, Jeremy, that you had used the Matthew 18:14, it's not the will of our Father that any of these little ones should perish, because our founder, Dr. Reverend Overholtzer, that is our foundation verse. And because actually 88 years ago and before that, he was actually of the Dunkards, and he did not believe that children could be saved until God got a hold of him one, like a season of time where they had to be quarantined. And I'm talking, this was back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And at that time then, he, over a course of 20 to 30 years, had then begun ministry in San Francisco, of all places, and with five-day clubs. Well, they were Bible clubs, backyard Bible clubs, if you've ever heard of that. That's where, through CEF, they started, and that was over 88 years ago. Then he traveled across, we were incorporated, and he traveled across the nation. And if you've ever heard of the Good News Clubs in the school district, in the schools, that's what we do. That's our main ministry. And so we are a Bible-centered organization born-again believers whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to establish, meaning disciple them in the local church for Christian living. And our vision is every child, every nation, every day. And so we are the South Central Chapter now, it's called, and it's Blair, Bedford, and Huntington counties. Now, right now, the main ministry, where our main ministry is in Blair County. Now, globally, though, there are 211 nations in the world is what we consider for our ministry. And we are in all but nine. And so we reached in 2024 globally with direct face-to-face ministry 27,424,068 children with the gospel. Isn't that amazing? And our biggest increase in growth is in the Middle East, in the Muslim nations. And our digital ministries, we do have, and if you didn't know this, the Unite app, and that is an app that is all biblically based for your grandchildren, if you have. It's called the Unite app. And we reached over 2.2 million children accessed our digital ministry, and when literature distribution was over 3.2 million. So we had reached a total of 31,036,873 children just in 2024. Now, our new president here of just the last 3 years, he has set a goal for us to reach 100 million children a year globally. And we're well on our way with that. And so, and he wants that, our goal is to reach that by 2032. In the U.S., our statistical year is from September, we go with the school year, from September 1st through August 31st. And this past year, just where we finished, here locally, we reached 1,586 children with direct, children and teens, with direct contact with them. And there were 16 salvations. 16 people accepted, children and teens accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Praise God for that. Now, we also passed out 4,617 gospel packets. Well, so we're just praising God for what he's doing in this area, because now this is my 8th year being here in CEF. Last year, we reached 1,511 children with direct face contact. And so that was a 61% increase than in 2023. And it's just amazing what God is doing. He is really moving in this area. Now, we did this through 8 Good News Clubs. Now, our Good News Clubs is a Bible club. And so what we do is to start out, most of the time it's after school. And that in that is that we must give them a snack. That's their, they have a great highlight of that coming, and we feed them right as the club starts. And then also we have our Bible lesson. We have a lot of great fun interactions and songs. We have our memory verse, and we also do a mission story. So they're missions minded as well. And so then we also, how many of you guys, I know the Kensingers of course do, but how many of you know that public school age children have the right to at least 1 hour of religious education a week here, and it's in our state law? Did you guys know that? That they do? Our public school age children do have the right to at least 1 hour of religious education a week. Now, it cannot be done on school property, so we have to take them out of school. And Governor Dick Thornburgh, back in actually 1983, had given the parents the right to tell the school district that they want their children to be a part of what is called the release time class. Now, it's been a part of the state, our state of PA constitution, since the late 1940s. But many people don't realize that. Now, we have 2 release time class, one which Sharon and Rodney Kensinger, they do down here at Williamsburg. And you've been there how many years now? Over 20. Yeah, well over 20. And we've been in at Baker Elementary in the Altoona School District as well. And so that we've had 2 release time classes. And then in the summertime, what we do is we have what we call 5-day clubs. It's the same format as our Good News Clubs, but we go there 5 consecutive days. And with that, we had 24 good 5-day clubs this year. Now, we also do special party clubs, and our biggest one is a Christmas party club. And so we have that has a Christmas theme. And we had those. And then we also had the city of Altoona, the mayor of Mayor Pacifico in Altoona. For the last 5 years, he has claimed the 3rd week in August as Child Evangelism Fellowship Week. And so what we do is we saturate the city with party clubs. And we had 5 party clubs this year as well, because he sees the need that the children of Altoona need to hear the gospel. And how many politicians do you hear saying that and writing a proclamation for that? So we've done that now for the last 5 years. And then we've also, what I do is other churches with their, as you know, that 20% of the people in the church do 80% of the work. And a lot of people are just, the different churches are struggling with their children's ministry, where it's the same people all the time. They don't have enough people to do a rotation. So what I do is I go in, and they have me scheduled where I'm in at least once a quarter, and I'm taking over the children's ministry for their children's workers ministry workers, and I will do the children's program while their ministry workers are able to go and attend church service and be fed the word of God and be filled as well. So we've expanded that last year. And then now also, I also participated with the Salvation Army Christmas outreach, where this is like the Toys for Tots, where they give their Christmas toys program. And so that day I handed out 601 gospel packets to the children. And then also this past year, I started, like I said, I go into the churches. Now, our Jeremiah Cho, our president, had specifically asked that I be included in a worldwide task force for updating our JYC, which is Junior Youth Challenge, and curriculum, which is for 11 to 15 year olds. So I was a part of a group of 30 people, and that we updated our ministry for the 11 to 15 year olds, because that is where there's a disconnect in our nation, but across the world. We have a great foundation for children's ministry. We have a great teen ministry, which is our Christian Youth in Action, but we were lacking in the 11 to 15 year olds. So that has been our prayer. And I'm currently right now with a worldwide Zoom, over 126 people all over the world are being trained in this curriculum. And as we do, like tomorrow, you can be praying, because I am going to be evaluating six of those people with their Bible lessons. But so we are really reaching, and that's one of the ways we are expanding our ministry, is for that Junior Youth Challenge. And we can go into schools and have Bible clubs there. And we can go in as the After School Good News Club, but we're calling it our Junior Youth Challenge. And so this past summer, I had Raymond and Jennifer McCready and Kiana Vellner served as our Christian Youth in Action missionaries. And what that is they come in and we train them to go out into the world. It's a great foundational ministry for teens who want to get into missions to start with. And that we take them, we all collect together at Camp Harmony over in Somerset, and we train them for 1 week, and then we come back, and the teens are the ones who do the five-day clubs that we do in the summer. Now, when these five-day clubs, we go out into Altoona, all around Blair County, and we go into the low-income housing, and we go into the hardest places where most children are not reached. And we present the gospel. And so at this, they, Raymond and Jennifer and Kiana, every time when I go and I recruit teenagers, I always tell all the teens that CYA Training School is like nothing they've ever experienced, because they will be amazed at the number of people around their age who have a passion to share the gospel, because unfortunately, not a lot of teenagers anymore have the passion to share that. And they do come together and all over the state, and all of them this year enjoyed that week, and they were amazed about how, and just connected with other teenagers. And we, you know, this summer they grew spiritually, and they grew as teachers as well. They did phenomenal, and it was a great summer, and it was a true blessing for all of us. Now, how can you pray for our ministry? You can pray that the children who haven't accepted Christ that at these Good News Clubs, that they will. You can pray for the children who have accepted Christ, will learn more about Him, and have a desire to pray and read their Bible and grow in their relationship with Christ. You can pray for all the volunteers involved, because Satan hates anyone who is doing children's ministry, and we have a big target on our back. spiritual warfare is always a contention. And, you know, the more we're involved and entrenched, the more the attacks are coming. And as you've seen in this day and age, you can see a shift of what's going on. And we need to reach the children. 80%, this is a high number, 80% of public school age children do not go to church. And that was prior to COVID. And it's even a higher percentage now, and that was from George Barna that gave that. And that has not been updated, but there is a need for volunteers. We are just here last week. The Good News Club started at Logan Elementary in the Altoona School Districts in Ebner. Logan's on Mondays, and so you can be praying for that Good News Club, and Ebner's is on Tuesday. And the release time class at Baker Elementary will start in on October 27th. And that's only certain Mondays throughout the year, but in that one goes all year. Now, pretty soon, Sharon will be starting up her release time again, and she usually does that on Fridays, certain Fridays of the year as well. And then I will be going to Time to Succeed, and that's a daycare, and I conduct 3 Good News Clubs there, a condensed version because I'm dealing with 1.5-year-olds, 2-year-olds, and preschoolers. And then I go back in during the time of the, I'll do special party themes then for the elementary school age kids as then when their days are off of school. But one of the things that we do need are more committee members. We need more godly men to join our committee as well. And I need a prayer warrior to lead our prayer program. We are in need of that as well. I'm also in need of a ministry coordinator. And so I do actually, I have a volunteer, and she's been with me since 2018, and she does our book and our bookkeeping. But I also need someone else, an assistant, to come and help because I'm very, very busy with training and getting all of these set up. Or even if you know someone who doesn't mind to do photocopying or and who's very organized, if you know somebody who's that's their gift, their spiritual gift is organization of that. Because all of these, I have over 60 volunteers, and I have to keep all of their child protection policy clearances up to date, and it's a lot of work. So I need assistance with that. But as a state, what we need is a new state, our coordinator, a state director. He stepped down here at the beginning of the year because now he's a pastor over in Claysburg, Mark Long Island, if you knew who he was. He is now a pastor over at the Church of the Brethren in Claysburg in at the Upper Floor Church of the Brethren. So we have an interim state director, and he's in his late 70s, and it's Bill Elgin. So you can be praying for him because we have been seeking for a state director, and we want the right person to come in and do that and be a part of that. But I want to thank you, Jeremy, for inviting me here, and thank you for having me, Clappertown Missionary Alliance, for allowing me to share what God is doing in this area, because he is. And may you continue to allow God to use you for his kingdom work. And may God bless each and every one of you. And thank you, and God bless.